This is BFBS. BFBS. The Forces Station.
George and Ben meet Matt from Busted.
Hostess from Busted, and this is George and Ben meet Matt from Busted on BFBS, the Forces Station. Matt, it's so nice for you to join us. And this year, Busted are celebrating their 20th anniversary. So how does that make you feel, just hearing that?
It's kind of weird, because it kind of feels like it should be 20 years, and I can't believe it's 20 years. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes it feels like 50 years. And sometimes it feels like when we're back in the studio recording these songs, it just feels like we did it a couple of years ago. You know, it's a really weird thing. I love the fact you called me Matt from Busted, which is my formal title.
We've got to go formal. We have to go formal.
Yeah, I like it.
Matt from Busted, Greatest Hits 2.0. Who are some of the artists that you've got on board for the reworking of your classics?
We kind of wanted to make it different. Because to be honest, I feel like Greatest Hits, you don't really need it, because you go on wherever you get your music from, the top 10 songs that are played, and normally your Greatest Hits. Mm. So we went back in the studio and re-recorded them all. kind of like how we play them live now. And we got some of our favorite musicians and favorite bands and bands that are fans of us. So we got James Arthur on board, who's a big Busted fan. We got Simple Plan, who was around the same time as us. We got All Time Low, got the Jonas Brothers onto Year 3000 with us. And do you know, for me, what was special was there's a band called Dashboard Confessional, who when Busted were big, we were obsessed with them. We listened to them all the time. Like, I saw him live every time he came to London. I can't believe he said yes. And when I heard him sing a song called Everything I Knew, and he pretty much just whispers it, so good. And as a fan, I lost my mind that this guy that I absolutely think is unbelievable was singing a song that we wrote. It was just like the most mind-blowing thing. So lots of people you'll know, lots of people you might not and might discover through this album. So it's cool.
It's a very cool list, but who's the most fun to be working with?
Do you know what? Jared from Bowling for Soup has done She Wants to Be Me. And what he's done on it is so entertaining. We recorded the whole song. We're like, here it is. Do whatever you want. Give us too much. We can take out whatever we don't want, but just do as much as you want on it. And he went to town. He made so many fun, cool little things. And we kept them all. It was just like, we can't take any of this out. It's just, it's absolutely genius. So that was really fun. And also, like, we love that band. We're such big fans of these bands. And Neck Deep as well, they're a Welsh pop punk band in the UK who are carrying that pop punk torch right now. And they were so good to get on board. And they destroyed it. They did meet you there so well. Yeah, it's been really fun. Like, everyone's been rad.
And an artist that we know, that we love, that you featured on The Greatest Hits 2.0 is Jonas Brothers.
Jonas.
We just think they're ace, the Jonas Brothers. You've got them on your reworking of Year 3000. What made you get Jonas Brothers involved? Because when I saw it, it made total sense to me. But then I guess I never would have thought it otherwise.
Well, they covered Year 3000 in America. In like 2006, I got an email from my publisher saying someone would like to cover a song that you wrote. And I was like, right, okay, which one? American band, they're new and they want to cover Year 3000. And I was like, cool, well, Busted ain't doing anything right now. Sounds great. I didn't really think much more of it. And then to be honest, I kind of forgot about it until I got a royalty check 2 years later, which was 8 times what my normal royalty check was. And I was like, whoa, what's happened here? And little did I know it, that the Jonas Brothers had absolutely blown up. And it's because of Year 3000, it broke them. It was their first real big song and it broke them in America on Disney Radio and they did all that kind of thing over there. It's funny because it became so massive for them in America that people think it's a Jonas Brothers song, which is fine by me. You know, like I said, it paid my mortgage for 4 years. I was pretty stoked that it happened. It was one of those things that was just a result, but some fans got a bit like, this is a Busted song. It's a Jonas Brothers song. So we're like, right, let's just get them on board and say, look, this is everyone's song. And I think that was the way. But they were the last people to come on board. And so we had like a 95% hit rate with the people we approached. Jonas Brothers, they're so busy, so massive. I think that just emails weren't getting to them. And all of a sudden we got a message saying, we're going to the studio tomorrow to record it for you. I was like, yes. And we got it back and they just sound incredible. They sound so good singing it. It was an amazing experience.
Let's get that track on now. From the new album, Greatest Hits 2.0, this is Year 3000 from Busted and the Jonas Brothers.
It was one of those ratty boys.
Stood there was my neighbor called Peter and a flux capacitor. He told me he built a time machine with the one in the film I've seen.
Yeah, yeah. He said, I've been to the Year 3000. Not much has changed, but they lived underwater. And your great, great, great granddaughter is pretty fine. To the future in the flux thing, and I saw everything.
Boy bands, and another one, and another one, and another one. Trap ball, bust the women, some around town, totally naked. Wind drum around in a time machine like one in a film we see. Yeah. He said, I've been to the Year 3000. Not much has changed, but they lived underwater. Your great, great, great granddaughter is pretty fine.
the year 3000, this song had gone multi-platinum. Everybody bought our seventh album. It had us on Michael Jackson. I took a trip to the year 3000, this song had gone multi-platinum. Everybody bought our seventh album, seventh album. Not much has changed, but they lived underwater. Yeah. And your great, great, great granddaughter is pretty fine. Pretty fine. Your great, great, great granddaughter is pretty fine.
This is BFBS, the Forces Station.
George and Ben meet Matt from Busted.
From Busted and Hanson, that was Mbop 2.0.
This is George and Ben meet Matt from Busted, the formal title on BFES, the Forces Station. Matt, something I love about Busted, and I've always loved about Busted, even when I used to like watch live videos of you guys on YouTube, is how unique your shows are. The three of you with remote mics, the three of you all kind of roaming around with guitars on stage, the jumps, which were so iconic. Was this something in your live shows that you guys planned, or was it something that just happened quite naturally?
The only thing that was planned was those head mics in the beginning, because we wanted to kind of show energy, especially live. There was something about being everywhere, three guys just running everywhere. You couldn't keep your eyes on one. You really wanted that effect. So we did those god-awful head mics for a year or so. And then we're just like, I can't stand this anymore. I feel a bit too Britney Spears with this thing on my face. So we ditched them. And now we've got like multiple mic stations around stages, so we don't have to have those things on our face. But everything else just came, it kind of became the Busted jump. But every band we loved jumped. It was just something that they did. Gets the crowd going, you know, it was every band that we loved, every band that we went to watch. They all did it. But I think maybe people hadn't seen it in pop music. So we just, we'll take credit for that. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
But definitely wasn't our thing. We're in rehearsal right now. You see, we're in a rehearsal room. All our stuff's in that room there. It's funny because you'd think rehearsal would be boring, and I'm not sure if I can speak for every member of the band, but I love it. I love nothing more than playing music all day long, like a dream that I get to do this. And you can just hear things getting better and tighter and better and better. And I really love that. I love rehearsal because I take it quite seriously, and I really want to just forget about everything so that I can put on a great show.
Matt, let us in on something here. You take it the most seriously. Who takes rehearsing the least seriously? Is there anyone? Because I feel like there's always that one person in the band you have to say, come on, stop playing, stop messing around, we've got to practice this.
James Bourne. Play it once and go, that's ready. I'm like, no, it's not. But he's really talented. And also he's got this memory, just remembers everything. He's like, got it. And I'm like, okay, we still had to rehearse it though, James.
What would your favourite Busted track be?
It's tough. Air Hostess used to always be that one for me. In the past, we've flipped which song we open the show with, but Air Hostess has opened the show quite a few times, and it fills me with dread. It's just like, one, two, three, four, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, don't muck it up, don't muck it up, don't muck it up, don't muck it up. It's going through my head. But I do love that song. I love 3AM. The way we play it now, it just sounds like a monster. And Charlie, man, he can sing. It just sounds so good when he sings this song. I love hearing it.
I don't give a damn about you. No, nothing can change my mind. No way. I'm happy just to let you walk away. Don't think about you at night. I'm happy to be alone. It's okay. But that was yesterday. Now I'm driving in my car. Words don't get me far when they tell me I'm calling you at 3 a.m. and I'm standing
don't get me far when they tell me.
George and Ben, Meet Matt from Busted on BFBS, the Forces Station.
Taking you back right to the beginning, just before you released the iconic debut album, did you have any gut feeling of what was going to happen, that it would make it to the top three in the album charts and everything else that followed?
No, really, no. I don't know what I expected. When we started the band, I was living with James at Southend. There was a venue there called Chinnery, a tiny little club. Cool bands would play there. Or coming up the ranks. My dream was to play that venue, maybe get some girls to come. The lofty goals that I had. And everything since then has just been mind-blowingly awesome. It's funny because Busted, we don't take ourselves very seriously, but we take what we do more and more seriously. And it's a really exciting time for us because we've got this new lease of life in a way. We still have something left to give and people still want to hear it. So let's really double down on the band.
Absolutely, man. And I want to go back to the very earliest days, back when you used to be called the Termites. And Charlie walked into your audition that you put out. And I'm fascinated to know, what was it about Charlie that made you think he's going to be guitarist and singer in Busted? What is it on the checklist that you're looking for a new member of Busted? And was that an easy decision to make when Charlie walked in the room?
It was so obvious. He kind of walked in and we were like, oh my God, he looks great. Please be able to play. And he had a guitar in him and he started playing. We're like, oh my God, he's an incredible guitar player. Please be able to sing. And he just sung. And he sung Runaway Train by Soul Asylum. And it was brilliant. Oh my God, this is everything we're looking for. Please want to be in our band. He just ticked every box. It was funny because we'd been to record companies, just me and James, and we couldn't get a record deal for love or money with the same songs, really. And then we went back a couple of weeks later with Charlie singing them and everyone had their checkbook out. We're like, oh, that's what we're missing. Handsome, talented frontman. And he brought so much to the band musically and creatively. And he had different music tastes that we'd never really explored. Like he had such an alternative view of music. And he constantly introduced me to new music that I'm like, wow, what's this? How did you hear about this? He's really kind of on the cusp, Charlie. He was just everything we needed.
So that more than paid off then. And the first single that you put out was What I Go to School For. How did that come about? What's the story behind it?
I had this melody and I've been writing it for ages. And we're talking about things. And I used to fancy one of my teachers at school called Miss Blair, Miss Michelle Blair. Funnily enough, we were once on Frank Skinner's show and he was asking who we wrote the song about. And I said, I wrote about a teacher I fancied. They asked me what her name was. Never said it before. And I was like, oh, Michelle Blair and Miss Blair. And suddenly she was in the audience. I was devastated. I was so embarrassed. I went bright. It's so good to see her. And since then, we're really good friends. We talk all the time. She comes to shows and she's got kids now and they come to shows. It's really cool. But it was so embarrassing. Yeah, it's just come from that, really. You know, and I think people can take things too literally sometimes. It's just a childhood fantasy, really. You know, I didn't really cop off with my school teacher. It's kind of a dream, really. It was just about that. And James just took this melody I had and stripped it back and just wrote the song.
Well, Miss Blair, then, this one's for you.
Class to get the best view of her ass. The Forces Station.
George and Ben meet Matt from Busted.
George and Ben meet Matt from Busted on BFBS, the Forces Station. So off that first album, there's so many amazing songs. What I Go to School For, of course. Year 3000, You Said No. One of my favourites, Sleep With The Light On. Which is your favourite?
Year 3000 has always got a special place to me because it feels like the ace up our sleeve. Wherever we are in the world, however a gig's going, we know we've got Year 3000 up our sleeve. And I feel like everyone not necessarily knows our band, but they know that song. And it's kind of a gift that keeps on giving, Year 3000. I really love that song. It's got a special place to me. But Sleep With The Light On for me has got a real special soft spot because I vividly remember writing it. Every time I hear it, I remember being in James's bedroom writing that song. You know, James's spare room, sorry, in his house. And we were writing that song and I was staying in that spare room and we wrote that song one night. I remember writing that lyric, Sharks Swim Through My Veins. And it's such a visceral lyric, you know. I was like, how do we write that? We're 16 years old, three little idiots. And I hear people sing it back. We always want to hear the crowd sing. And they sing it so loud and so passionately. It's just unbelievable that we did something when we were 16 and we're still hearing that back at 40. It's just the most cool thing. I love it. I will never take it for granted.
And I think it's easy to forget that you were that young then. And for life to have changed like it did, must have been an awful lot to cope with. I mean, was it quite literally overnight? Did it take a bit longer after you brought out the first album?
By the time the first album was out, things had really dramatically changed. Like, the first single did all right. People kind of knew who we were. The second single did a little bit better, and the third single went to number one. And then I think since the third single and the album coming out, well, it was really Year 3000 that changed everything for us. And, like, we saw the difference. It was such a dramatic change of life. But it was very targeted because we were only really famous to Busted fans. We could still go and live a normal life. But then that progressively changed to being known by most people. And it was a really weird thing to get your head around. I don't think I've ever really got my head around that.
Let's get Sleeping With The Light On now. This is BFBS, The Forces Station.
Along she came with her picture. Put it in a frame so I won't miss her. Got on a plane from London Heathrow.
Sleeping With The Light On from Busted's first album. This is George and Ben, meet Matt from Busted on BFBS, The Forces Station.
You guys get on so well with McFly, and I think I didn't truly realise how far back you go with McFly, particularly Tom from the band. At some point, you guys made what I think is still to this day a genius decision to form McBusted. Who approached this subject first? How did that come around?
I was at Tom's house last night. I went round for his little one's birthday party yesterday because all our kids are mates. So I met Tom when I was at school and he was at school with me and G was at school with us as well. And now my kids are at school with their kids. So I'm kind of dropping them off in the car park going, hello, mate, you're right. And I think McBusted happened really because James was hanging out with them on tour and they were like, do you want to get up tonight and sing a song before we go on? And he hadn't really been in the public for years. And he went on and sung, I think it was Everything I Knew. I can't remember which song he sung, but the crowd went crazy for him. He came off stage and everyone was like, Busted need to do something. At the time, Charlie wasn't involved. And so we started playing together and we're just like, well, why don't we just play each other's songs and just have fun? And it just formed like that very organically, just in a room mucking around.
This is Air Guitar from McBusted on BFBS, The Forces Station.
I never was a cool kid. No, I never really gave a damn what I did. I liked to party, but I never got invited. Alone again, so me, myself, and I tried karaoke, but they told me I was only okay. I guess I never should have sang Beyonce. So I dropped the mic.
Oh, yeah.
George and Ben meet Matt from Busted.
I'm so rushed off my feet, looking for Gordon Street. So much you need to say. I'm sorry that it's on her wedding day, 'cause she's so right for me. Her daddy disagrees. He's always hated me, because I never got a GOB. 'Cause she's mine.
And I'm glad I crashed the wedding. away. I don't wish I'd been mad at me for taking her away. Cause anyway she didn't wanna stay. So please believe me when I say she couldn't take the pain. She didn't want to say her second name. True love desperate. True love desperate. Now we're back together. Might as well forget it. Walk away. She's glad I crashed the wedding.
We're back together.
It's better than the pretty. I wish she got was lame. She couldn't take the pain. She didn't want to say her second name.
No, 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 no.
True love desperate.
True love
desperate.
That's Glad I Crashed the Wedding from Busted's second album, A Present for Everyone. This is George and Ben meet Matt from Busted on BFBS, The Forces Station. And what track would you say reminds you of your early Busted years the most and why?
I think What I Go to School For. I mean, it's very weird singing What I Go to School For when you're my age.
Like, to drop the kids off.
Exactly. It's a very strange concept. It's just one of those things that really captured people's imagination. What was so cool was at the beginning, we were on the front page of Smash Hits magazine in our school uniforms before we'd had a single out. And no band had ever done that before. And everyone was saying, that's really big. Can't believe you're on the front when you haven't even got a song out. I didn't really understand what any of that meant. But it was such a kind of iconic thing. We never really understood it at the time, but now I do. We just did a photo shoot. I still have my blazer, so I wore my blazer from the video. And it still feels very, very surreal, but kind of cool still. It's a really big thing for us.
And then in time, we had the second Busted album. You guys got more number ones and the tour. And then you all decided to split off in different directions and do your own thing. Was this at the time a really difficult decision to make where you really didn't want to have that conversation? Or really, was it quite easy? Is that just the way it was heading the whole time?
We didn't really have a choice. Towards the end of the band, Charlie was very unhappy. And it was obvious. I could see my mate in pain. He wasn't enjoying it. It wasn't what he wanted. We'd started something, me and James, and Charlie had kind of joined this thing, and we thought we were going to be Blink-182 in a way. We were marketed very differently to that, and the record company maybe pushed us in a poppier direction than Charlie had ever felt comfortable with. And I think over time, it just ate away at him that he wasn't being true to himself. He wasn't being authentic. He was going along with something that he necessarily didn't want. And it was really brave of him to do that. And I feel like, me personally, I understood it because I've had times in my life since where I've been doing things, I'm like, why am I doing this? When we started talking again after quite a long time of not seeing each other, those were the things we talked about. It wasn't a judgmental thing. It was like, I get it. Get where you were. And I understand what that's like. And we all took complete ownership of those moments. And we understood each other mentally, really. And now we're very good at talking. We weren't back in the day. We never said anything. We're typical idiots who never really said anything. And for me, I was like, shut up. Everything's going great. Don't mention anything. But really, we should have been talking about that since the beginning. Now we have these conversations all the time. Is everyone happy? What do you think about this? You know, like, what are you willing to do? What are you not willing to do? You know, those kind of things, which I think are really important conversations to have. Because we all want the same thing. We just have to make sure we're going around it, making everybody happy doing it.
Spring breaks come around and there's more heroes to be found. There's something need to go be down on Tracy Island. Weapons underground, keeping our planet safe and sound. If someone evil's coming round, they should be frightened. Just now, yeah. Back in town, now stress up and down, down. Don't be mad, please stop the hating. Just be there, then they'll be waiting. Friends we have on ever-changing day. Now the lid's about to blow when the thunderbirds are gone. When spaceships come out of the pool, you know that you'd just be a fool to be a bad guy. Kiss now, the boys are back in town now.
This is BFBS, the Forces Station.
George and Ben, meet Matt from Busted. From Busted.
There's a picture in my wallet, I dare not speak your name. There's a letter with it on it, washed out by the rain. And I wonder where I'm going, 'cause every day's the same. And it's summer in the suburbs, I'm not sleeping. Shooting enough frequencies says that people live without thinking of mobile phones and radio. I'll get there in the morning. Keeping me up all night. Baby, do you feel alright? Keeping me up all night. I long for the morning light. Keeping me up all night. Baby, do you feel alright? Keeping me up all night. Walking out of myself, right down at her face. I've been talking to a stranger, I haven't seen for days. I've been smashing up computers, 'cause I can't play their games. And I suffer from confusion, I can't remember. Into all the faces from the places I've been going lately. Searching, can't stop searching. It's gonna drive me crazy. Keeping me up all night. Baby, do you feel alright? Keeping me up all night. I long for the morning light. Keeping me up all night. Baby, do you feel alright? Keeping me up all night.
This is George and Ben, meet Matt from Busted on BFBS, the Forces Station. That was Up All Night from Matt's solo album, Don't Let It Go to Waste. So is it tough going from that shared experience into a solo career?
It was really weird. I felt really uncomfortable being solo. I never really meant to be solo. It's not like I dreamt of being Robbie Williams. I loved being in a band. I was always really comfortable being a band member. I never really wanted everything to be about me. And suddenly I found it really personal. Everything is about you and your life outside of music. Whereas before it was about the band and it wasn't you, it was this thing that you were part of, which I love. And it is us, like everything within Busted is us. It's like Busted's four members. It's me, James, Charlie, and Busted. And we've got to look after that other guy as well. And we can't forget about him. And I love that rather than it being Matt Willis, which is terrifying.
And I didn't realise as well that you went into I'm a Celeb and you became King of the Jungle. I'm so on and off with I'm a Celeb, so I missed this. What was the biggest challenge you faced doing that? And how did it feel stepping into that world?
I never really intended to do anything like that, but my solo album was coming out and it wasn't doing very well. And the record company were like, you need to do something. Will you go and I'm a Celebrity and we'll plug it while you're in there? I was like, all right, please don't drop me. Anything you want. And so I just went on that for that, really. And I ended up having this incredible experience. unlike anything I'd ever done in my life. And it was only when I came out and you're suddenly famous for something that I don't know, it didn't feel real. It's very different being known for being in a band, because you have something that you created and you're proud of, something that's part of you. Whereas I'm a Celebrity was a different kind of fame, which I'd never really wanted or wanted to be a part of. So it was a really weird experience for me coming out of that show. But, you know, I don't regret it. I had a great time. I loved it.
And it was really nice to get to know you as a person more. Same on your incredible documentary, Matt Willis Fighting Addiction. That must have been really difficult to do. So all in, I think, absolute legend, the official title, Matt from Busted. You have been so generous with your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. What a great chat.
Thanks, Matt. Really nice talking to you. And we'll finish with Good One from Busted's new album, Greatest Hits 2.0.
It's been the greatest time, but it's time we borrowed. We got our separate ways to go. Wish I could follow. So make it a good one, and I'll see you again. Make it a good one, and I'll see you, my friend. It's such a bitter taste, so hard to swallow.
This is BFBS, the Forces Station.